welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello. With me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how are you this week?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great. We are presenting our part two of bucket list episodes tonight, and I'm really excited mostly because so much of this I get to talk about is stuff that I haven't done and that is still on my bucket list. I know you have a few more that you have done, so we're going to get to that as well. But these are fun for me because they're things that we get to talk about that are really new experiences.
And for me, I have to be honest, I love that this turned into a two-part show. I really thought a lot about what we talked about and reflected on some of it. And we had asked our listeners to send in some of your bucket list things you wanted to do. I started to make a download for our listeners that you'll be able to get through our website or through our social channels of the bucket list things we've talked about with some space to add your own. I really think as I was doing our show, I limited my what I've done, but I did not limit it on my printable because I am very fortunate to have done so many awesome things. And there's just such greatness about Disney and so many things to do that may be unique for just a few people that get to do them, but maybe that a lot of people try to do them, like the four-park challenge at Walt Disney World, getting to all four theme parks in one day. I have not done coast to coast in the same day within the park, but I will readily admit to have done coast to coast more than once of checking out of a hotel in Disney World or Disneyland and checking into the opposite one later that day. That's the closest I've come to coast.
Well, the four-park challenge, to be perfectly fair, prior to me having children and the park hopping thing taking a little bit of a change, that we're going back to the regular park hopping rules, thank God. But four parks in one day for us was pretty much how we operated almost every day. So the four-park challenge for us, it's tough for me to think of that as a bucket list thing because we did it so often. But I know that, you know, tonight we're going to talk primarily about Disneyland Adventures by Disney and the international footprint. And I know that when we lead off with Disneyland, this is where I have to take my medicine immediately from you that I get constantly because I'm a world guy. I'm not a land guy. So have at it. Let's lead off Disneyland.
I didn't go to Disneyland till I was 16. I definitely spend substantially more time in World. In an average year, I visit World 12 to 14 times, and I usually visit Land 2, maybe 3. So my time is definitely more at World, but as listeners to the show, you know that my heart belongs in Land, that there is something to be said, as their tour indicates, walking in Walt's footsteps, knowing that you're walking down the main street that he walked down and that you're seeing everything that his vision brought to life. And it does make me a little sad at times that he didn't get to see the incredible legacy that built from that initial dream and all the magic that Disney brings into people's lives right now.
Well, and I think when you talk bucket list stuff, and this is why eventually me and my children and my wife will make our way out to Land, everything you just described there, as nerdy as it sounds, that to me would be my bucket list thing, would be to stand in the middle of Main Street USA in Disneyland and just know that I'm standing in a spot that Walt stood in. And I think for those of us that have grown up, especially the East Coasters or even some of our international people that have predominantly spent their time in World, you know, that to me is one of the things that calls me to the West Coast. So that is just a simple bucket list. Stand in the middle of Main Street USA at night. That's it.
And even higher on that bucket list, one that I have done, and this one kind of crosses over on two things, but the Adventure by Disney that was initially named Backstage Magic that takes you to Disney Studios in Griffin Park also takes you into Disneyland, yeah, to a spot that very few people get to go. It takes you up to Walt's apartment above the firehouse. You can sit Well, you can't really sit. You can look at the chair that he sat in and the lamp that he read by and look out onto Main Street and see the magic unfold that he got to watch unfold and have that exact vantage point that you know he spent hundreds, if not thousands of hours there. So that was one of my very cool bucket list items that I have done. I have also done a VIP tour in Disneyland, which is amazing. Completing the resort bucket list challenge out there is much easier to do. I have stayed in all three of their resorts. While I haven't stayed in all of their suites, they have some of the most phenomenal suites out there. There's a Jungle Cruise suite in particular that I love. There's about five named suites, and I have had the opportunity to tour them all. So although I haven't slept in them, I kind of check that off. But I do have three big things left on my bucket list, and rumor has it I may actually get to cross one off this year, so I am super excited.
It's Club 33, right? You're joining, and you're taking all of us with you.
Sadly, it is not. But through a very dear friend, I happen to have mentioned when I was out in Disneyland last late December that I have this three-thing bucket list for Disneyland that I have been working on. I've been down to these three things for years now. And she is a former cast member. And she said, well, tell me what they are. And I'll preface this by saying we've talked a lot about, and I even put it onto my Walt Disney World bucket list, the candlelight processional at Walt Disney World. And that typically occurs for about 30 nights from Thanksgiving all the way through after Christmas. Three times a night, it is open to the public, different celebrity narrators. Disneyland doesn't have the space for candlelight processional that Walt Disney World does. So they have two nights of candlelight processional. They do it right inside the entrance of the park with the choir and the narrator up on the train station platform and the audience sitting in the area that is normally the entrance. Like once you walk through the turnstile, that's where they have the seats. And so it is an invitation only item. And as I said, my girlfriend said to me, well, I'm among the cast that's invited every year and I get to bring a guest. And my husband doesn't always like going, so maybe you'll be my guest this year.
Oh, man. Wow.
So, like, make my day. I am excited. I will definitely report back on that for you.
But you had two more, you said.
I have two more. The second is, as we all know, Walt loved trains. And that's why we have a train in the parks. But every once in a while, and it's becoming less and less frequent, they bring out a special car that they put on the end of the train just to kind of keep it in service and moving. And only if you know to stop in guest services and you're lucky enough that they are accepting reservations for the day, you may be able to have the opportunity to ride the Lily Bell. And that car, obviously, was Walt's gift to Lillian Disney, named after her, and a wonderful unique ode to Lillian that I would love to have the honor of riding in.
Yeah.
And the last thing is Club 33, which I will say, unless you have the kind of luck I do, is a little bit more obtainable. They do have a backstage tour that certain times includes a look into Club 33. They take you into the lobby and you get to look around. I did that tour about 7 years ago. And as we were walking up and our guide was going over the rules for being able to go into Club 33, an alarm went off, the door opened, and people came piling out of Club 33 as they had a small bit of smoke in the kitchen that warranted exiting Club 33 for all of their members and making sure everything was all clear by the fire department. So I literally stood by the open door, and that was as close as we got that day. But one day I will find my way inside.
Well, I hope you do. And you know, the last piece for me for Disneyland really is because I'm such a fan of the Marvel properties that, you know, we don't have those on the East Coast. We can get on a boat and we can experience them, but there's so much Marvel footprint over there on the West Coast that I've got to get there. I've got to get there to see it. It's something that I teach. It's something that I've immersed myself in, that my kids are getting into as they get older. And so that's going to be the pull there too. So there's a whole lot there for the bucket list over in Disneyland.
I think a perfect segue from Disneyland to talking about Adventures by Disney and the bucket list there. I was able to do an Adventure by Disney that sadly is no longer offered. It was their San Francisco Short Escape Weekend. And not only did it take you to the Disney Museum, which should be on everybody's bucket list if you haven't been there, one of the places it took you is to the Silverado Winery. And if you don't know the history of Silverado, which I thought I knew, but I didn't know all the details till I actually took this tour. The winery was owned by Diane Disney, Walt's daughter, and her husband. And when we were touring the actual winery, they took us back where they do the bottling and everything, and large round stained glass window that lets light into the bottling area. And it is a field of lilies. Hmm. And she said, "Do you know why?" And I did not. And she said, "It's actually Lillian Disney that suggested to Diane and her husband that they open a winery. And it was Lillian who found the land that Silverado now stands on." Wow. So I think it's amazing to know, obviously Lillian was a force and a major support to Walt.
Sure.
But to know that she was really so strong in both businesses and often doesn't get heard, you know, for her due credit. I think that is just an awesome adventure, and I wish they would bring that one back one day.
Well, and you've done a significant amount of these adventures. I'm going to give you the major bucket list adventure, which, again, this is pie in the sky. This is when we have all the money in the world and all the time to spend it. The Disney parks around the world, a private jet adventure is a 24-day adventure that the Adventures by Disney site has listed at just shy of $115,000. And
per person.
Correct.
Without airfare to get you to and from it.
So, yes. You know, you're talking, you know, private jets, you're talking 68 meals. You know, you're going to see the Lucasfilm campus. You're going to see Tokyo Disney Sea with Imagineering. You're going to do the Walt Disney Studios tour. You're going to see Shanghai Disneyland. You're going to go to the Taj Mahal. Like, these are things that, you know, $115,000, if we had that as disposable income, we'd be spending it, you know, once or twice a year just to do all these experiences. But if you're talking significant bucket list, I mean, this checks pretty much every box you could imagine.
I like to think that I'll accomplish most of my bucket list. So I'm trying really hard not to put that one on there, even though I would love to do it. I am fortunate. I have done several adventures. And if I have to talk about top favorite adventures, everybody should take a river cruise. I know you're all thinking it's for old people, not the way Adventures by Disney does it. And it's phenomenal. I will say up front, I am a Europe girl. I think I'm living in the wrong country. I love the architecture of Europe and the ambiance and strolling those old streets. Land adventure-wise, I would say my favorites were Italy, probably because it was my first. There are currently 4 Italy adventures. I have only done one. And then last year I did Portugal, which was just phenomenal. I will be doing my first Adventure by Disney expedition cruise in 2024. I will be sailing out of Venice to Croatia, which I am excited about.
Yeah.
I have a lot of adventures on my bucket list. Out of the 48 that they offer, I've done 12. And I pretty much have about 35 to go. One of the neat things sometimes, both with the around the world and occasionally another adventure, is that there are special ones designated, and it doesn't happen all the time, and it's not always the same destination, but with special guests or Imagineers. So the Around the World definitely has some VIPs along with you that you get to interact with. Last year, Joe Rohde did one of the expedition cruises to Galapagos. He also did one of the South Africa tours. So I think to be, you know, make Joe Rohde or other Imagineers my BFF for 7 days while experiencing an adventure, definitely up there. But top places that adventurers go that I am anxious to get to, I would like to go to Iceland, to Scotland, and to Ireland, and I hope to add those to my list soon. And I'm not counting Croatia because I am doing that one, and I am booked for Greece and New Zealand as well. So I am very lucky with my adventures. If you're really trying to figure out where to start with a Disney bucket list, the Adventures by Disney combo that takes you backstage at Disneyland is the spot to go. They no longer, sadly, offer the one that takes you backstage at Walt Disney World, but you can cross a lot of things off your bucket list if you do that backstage magic trip.
Well, a lot of what you just talked about there with the adventures, and this is a big part of what they do, it does travel all over the place. And so I think it's logical to segue to the international footprint here to close our show this evening. And I say that as if we're going to close in 2 minutes, and that's just not the case. But, you know, the international footprint of the Disney properties is so, so incredible. And I know that there are a million things we could talk about each one of them. Why don't you give us what you have done, and then you and I can definitely talk about, I know, some of the common things that we would love to do.
Sadly, my have done list here is pretty short. I have been to Disneyland Paris. I have only stayed at one of their resorts, so I would like to stay at more of them. And we did 3 days in their parks, and we really got to see how different that is. I have not done a lot of the international parks, which are just so high on my list, because I know that I spend a lot of time on our show gushing over Imagineering, but the international parks, I think, because while Disney is that worldwide name, it's sometimes looked at a little bit differently internationally. And so, no pun intended, they need to hit it out of the park on the design, and they do. Well, I am just in awe.
And I know that you and I have talked off air often that basically our number one destination for the international parks is in Tokyo.
I would love to go to Tokyo. We've almost gone several times. It was actually something that I had promised my daughter pretty jokingly. She was 4 or 5 years old when we had one of the morning TV shows on, like a Good Morning America back in the day before Disney actually even owned them. And they announced that the Electric Light Parade was closing in the U.S. forever because it was going overseas to Tokyo. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting in the living room and Annie crying over this, that she would never get to see that parade again. And I said, it's all right. How about this? I'll take you when you graduate. And I
famous last words. Famous
back
last words.
Now, because I forgot about it for years, but like any good young child, she did not.
No, no.
And she came to me, and I will be honest, the only thing that has deterred me from going to Tokyo is the long flight.
Yeah.
It is so long. Well, I will say there's a second part. It is a very, very, very long flight to get there. But because their Imagineering is so incredible, not only do I want a lot of park time, but they win hands down, as far as I am concerned, for the best themed hotel rooms in any Disney park. They have Tinkerbell rooms. They have Alice rooms. They have Beast. They have Cinderella. They have Mickey. They have Chip and Dale. They have Donald. They have Stitch. They have Toy Story rooms and an entire Toy Story themed hotel. I think I'd have to spend 3 weeks and switch rooms every other night just to get in all the things I want to ride. Not to mention, they have kind of a cross between a monorail and a train, with windows that are shaped like Mickey Mouse. So talk about extra cool. So Tokyo is definitely my number one choice.
Well, and the reality is too, when you look at, and I said this to you, it's as if they took, you know, Tokyo and made it this fertile land of Imagineering where they could try everything and anything that they could possibly think of. And that's what's arrived there. And so a lot of the stuff that we've seen here in the domestic parks has its roots in stuff that they've done in the Asian market. Things that we're seeing, like the different ride vehicles and stuff like that, it really, you know, cut their teeth over in Asia. And so there's a lot of stuff that we can point to and appreciate from what we do see in the domestic parks that has their beginnings there too, which to me is one of the cool things about being a Disney fan, is getting a chance to see where things began.
There is so much great stuff there. And again, I know I've discussed before our family's obsession with the wardrobes of the characters.
Oh, forget it. It's next level.
Their wardrobes are whole new closets beyond what we have. And if you're a fan of Duffy and the Duffy Kingdom, because he actually has a whole bunch of friends that go with him, not only did they originate in the international parks, but they are pretty on par with celebrity status as Mickey. Hmm. So, you know, you get some really great opportunities to see things in different ways and more stage shows and more fireworks. The one tip that I will give anybody looking at an international park is it does take a lot more planning on your day. Thankfully, the parks all offer English, but that is not their main and their consistent language. So I remember with Disneyland Paris that it took a lot more effort for the day, because even though there would be a stage show and it was showing seven times, only three of them were in English. Mm-hmm. Three were in French and one was in Spanish. So you had to really watch your times guide carefully, because it wasn't that I had seven opportunities to see something, because I am not multilingual and definitely not good enough to appreciate everything about a show that way.
Well, we are coming to the end of our bucket list experience shows here. I guess I'm going to give you just any last tips that you might have for anybody that is trying to develop their own or has seen their own and wants to make it a reality.
I hope that our bucket list encouraged, not discouraged. I've done so many on my bucket list because it's been so many years. But again, there was a time where my bucket list was getting to Disneyland or getting to visit all the resorts or getting to visit Disney World in every season. So when you're making your bucket list, or if you download the printable that we're giving you with some ideas, don't let it be discouraging. Start with where you're at. And make a mini one, a one that's obtainable in the next 5 years as those starter items, and move on from there. Because the magic keeps growing, our lists will keep growing. It never ends in the possibilities of Disney.
And I'm going to take it a little bit of a different direction, because I know that you're not going to do this. The reality is you have all of these experiences. And sometimes that can be overwhelming to folks, but the truth of the matter is you have these experiences, and now you're able to take that expertise and apply it to helping folks plan their own vacations. And so while we say it in every single episode we do to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz, and you'll hear me say it in just a couple of moments, the fact remains, whenever there is something that Disney is doing or there's something that Disney has done, Sandy knows what it is, and she knows how to make your vacation shine because of it. So I thank you each and every week for coming on. I thank you for sharing your bucket list. And I hope you have a great
week.
Thank you.
It's fun for me to relive a lot of those memories. And again, I still have Disney dreams like all of you. So thank you for bringing us into your houses and letting us share.
And that's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share on your Facebook and Instagram for other Disney fans to enjoy. And don't forget to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week. And as always, keep making memories.